Big news from the Supreme Court. What's wrong with saying a little prayer? If you are the government endorsing or establishing a religion, it's explicitly against the U.S. Constitution. But if you're just a person expressing your right to free speech, then both your freedom to have any religion and your freedom of speech protects you. Well, what if the government wants to just say a prayer and claims that to forbid it constitutes a denial of a government official's right to freedom of speech? Well, then you go to the Supreme Court and ask the question, does a city council publicly invoking religion constitute a religious preference, or is that prayer protected speech? In a 5-4 decision today, the Supreme Court said it does not constitute a religious preference, but the court stayed away from this idea of religion as protected speech. In the case Town of Greece versus Galloway, town officials begin their meetings with a prayer that they say is open to all people of all faiths. The court, by a 5-4 vote, says that's okay. Joining us now is Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University and president of the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. Welcome back, professor.
Great to be here.
So the issue here really is all about the test from the 1983 case, the Marsh case, which was set up to determine if religious-sounding speech coming from the government actually constitutes a kind of coercion, an endorsement of a particular religion. This case seems to say that it doesn't fail any test here.
That's exactly right. The Marsh case upheld legislative prayers in Nebraska on the grounds that there was a longstanding tradition dating back to the first Congress of opening legislative sessions with prayers. And the question here was, what happens if the prayer is really sectarian? The prayer here acknowledged the saving grace of Jesus Christ on the cross. And also, it was mostly Christian ministers who invited to deliver it and not a broad cross-section of ministers from lots of faith. And in his opinion for the majority, Justice Kennedy rejected the claim that legislative prayers had to be non-sectarian, that they should be vetted for their explicitly religious content, and that the town had any obligation to reach out in a systematic way to members of lots of faiths. And he said, as long as the prayer wasn't explicitly coercive, in other words, citizens were free to leave or they could come later, they were allowed to protest, then it was okay. There was a really interesting concurring opinion by Justice Thomas, who first of all said he didn't think the state should be bound by the establishment of religion guarantees at all, but then went on to say that coercion should mean the law says worship or else. Basically, if you don't pray, you're going to go to jail. And then there was a really very heartfelt, I would say, dissent from Justice Elena Kagan, who defended the value of religious pluralism. She quoted George Washington's letters to the Jews of Newport, and she said the fact that the town here made no effort to reach out to Jews or non-Christians and didn't, unlike the House of Representatives, instruct people that prayers had to appeal to all faiths, meant that citizens would feel excluded. And at the beginning of this legislative session, where important zoning business and other business was done, she worried that this prayer would balkanize citizens into separate classes and make them not feel like first-class citizens.
And some of the plaintiffs said that they did feel unwelcome at these services, but it's also the case that the town sought out other faiths after it received complaints. Politically speaking, there are a lot of groups that really want the court to go down the road of protecting religious speech. It seemed like the justices didn't want to regulate speech at all, but they fell far short of actually saying religion is protected speech.
That's exactly right. And there's obviously a dramatic divide on the court about exactly how much public acknowledgement of religion is permissible. You have the religious supremacists, Justices Scalia and Thomas, who think that open acknowledgement of a deity is permissible, you know, as long as there's not formal legal coercion. You have the slightly more moderate group led by Justice Kennedy and Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito, who are not willing to overturn the case that says that you can't pray at graduations because schools kids are likely to feel subtle pressure to participate, but are willing to tolerate open acknowledgement of religion as long as it's sanctioned by history and tradition. And then you have the liberal dissenters who, although not taking the completely separationist position that any traditional acknowledgement of religion is impermissible, like God in God We Trust on the currency, are much more concerned about the balkanizing effects of this religious speech.
Legislative prayer, something else we've invented here in America. Jeffrey Rosen, thanks so much.
Pleasure, as always.
Jeffrey Rosen is professor of law at George Washington University and president of the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.